Hello.
My name's Kelly Lovelock. I'm the manager of Bramley House Residential Rest Home. We treat everybody as if it is in their own home. So yes, it's really important we keep that here.
Margaret.
Would you mind just saying your full name into this so I've got it?
Kathleen Taylor.
And Kathleen, tell me about life here.
It's very good. I'm very happy here, otherwise I wouldn't stay.
How long have you lived here, Kathleen?
Oh dear. 5-6 months.
7 years.
No,
you.
6 years.
I love you. Don't ever change.
I won't ask complicated questions.
You've only been here 6 months. I love it. I think you're wonderful. Don't ever change.
So the situation is we know our residents inside and out, and that is very important because we know everybody, even when agency staff come in, if we had to use them, very small, they can adapt so well and it's just run so smoothly.
Tell me a little about when a resident here, I know two residents are in hospital at the moment, tell me a little about that process and what you are on the lookout for, what you want that experience to be for them and what you've seen.
Okay, now the situation is obviously when they go into hospital, they're going in for a reason. So when I go to do an assessment, I need to read all the paperwork and make sure that what they suspect, they've done tests, the tests are back, and what they are going to put in place to keep the independence of that individual.
When they get back here.
For example, yes. So sometimes when they go into hospital, and yes, they say they're medically fit. Are they medically fit? Yes, maybe. But do they need to go in somewhere for rehabilitation for intense physio as such? Say somebody's had a fall. Do they need to go into another hospital to make sure that they do have more physio? We haven't got certain equipment here, so there's certain things I say that I feel needs to be in place.
How complicated, or how much does it complicate things and delay things, in your experience, when those various elements, social services, physio, occupational health, the doctors, the pharmacy, because thankfully they do now check that someone is safe to go home.
We've had residents here that have been bedridden, and we've never had a pressure sore. It's a simple thing of turning a person. I mean, it's little things, you know, and it's the same with nutrition, food, drink, little things. You don't just... If we, as a private business, just went up and put a tray in front of someone and walked away, what kind of care is that? If this person is, you know, you have to see if you can meet the needs of that person. In hospitals, I feel, for whatever reason, they don't meet the needs of the elderly, and that is a big problem.
What one big improvement, you can focus on your own experience here, but what one big improvement would make all the difference when it comes to old people being in hospital when they don't need to be?
To communicate. No. The staff need to communicate in the hospital. They just do not communicate. People know
with
I'm coming.
With each other,
with their colleagues. Different people working on different shifts, not communicating, not reading notes. Say, for example, they know I'm coming for an assessment and there's no staff around. And it's like, you knew I was coming. I need to see certain information to see what's been going on, what I need to do in my process to make sure they can come home and that there's nothing else I need to put in place for them. It's really important. And for some reason, they just can't do it.
We've actually had a resident, it's going back a while now, that because of they lost her notes, and her daughter came to us and said, they've had a nil by mouth for a week. So we rushed up there and said, what? She doesn't need to be nil by mouth. Oh, must have the wrong notes. Silly little things like that. But they're massive things to someone over 90. That can kill somebody over 90. And that's the frustration, you know, and that's the mistakes that you make, that you hear about, and that we see every day, and it's just terrifying.
Could I ask you your name?
Oh, Elise Bailey.
Elise, that's a beautiful name. Can you tell me about life here, what you do, how you find it?
Well, it's very nice. I mean, it's a lovely place, and the furnishings and everything are beautiful. The service, and the people here who run it are charming and very nice indeed, very helpful.
One particular resident went into hospital with a cut knee. When I went to see her, this was a visit, not an assessment. I went to see her because she had no family. So I go to see them, I go to visit them. She was in bed covered in faeces. I asked two members of staff to come and clean her up.
How long ago was this, post-Francis report?
This was about 2 years ago that this happened.
So
2 years ago, and she said, well, I can't do this at the moment because my colleague is busy. And I said, you need to go and find a member of staff. You cannot leave this patient in faeces. the whole ward really did smell of faeces. And then when she saw me, she was begging me not to go and asking me to take her. And it is so heart-wrenching to see that. And the next day she passed away. There is no excuse for it. Fair enough, in the hospitals, yes, people don't know that individual, but then there's care plans in place. There should be notes they're reading so they're not being neglected in hospital, because this is what's happening.
Do you see a difference post-Francis?
No, I don't see a difference. And when I go into a hospital, all I see now is these laser lines in front of them. So when they try and get out of bed, an alarm goes off and they're told, get back in bed, don't move. I've witnessed it myself. It's appalling.
Well, I've actually spoken to one of my seniors today who's put in a complaint to me about a resident that I had no idea about, in Victoria, that she had dementia, and she did like, she used to wonder, but she was so used to being here, and they changed her psychotic drug in hospital so that she didn't wander, and that is a big thing that happens as well, and that's really, so, and that's still going on.
Drugging people to keep them more manageable.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, 100%, and I've seen it with my own eyes.
These laser lines, that's news to me. Tell me about them.
They've got these little sensors that go on the chair. For example, if the bed's next to the chair, if somebody gets their leg out and goes in the laser, an alarm goes off. The staff member comes and tells them to get back in bed. Don't move. You can't be walking right now. You need to stay in bed. You need to be safe. They just haven't got the staff to be with the individuals, to be letting them walk up and down. This is why their muscles are seizing up, because they're not allowed to get out of bed or even from bed to armchair. What about standing, going for a little walk with these individuals? You know, these things just don't happen in hospital.
It's too overarching a question, really, but what's the answer? We've got an ageing population. We've got an NHS that's crying out for money. And we've got social care that's still, even the government admits this, woefully underfunded. What's the answer? Is it just more money?
There needs to be more money for the elderly. There needs to be, because obviously they're suffering as they're getting older. People need more care, so they're going to have to find funding from somewhere.
It's been prioritised. It's not prioritised. The elderly are not prioritised. I mean, if you look around Europe, I'm sure you'll find good examples of where the elderly are prioritised. I mean, when you're young, you're fit, you're healthy, you can fight off hardship a little bit easier. When you're elderly, you're so vulnerable. You know, you need looking after, you need protection. You've been, as I say, you've been giving, you know, into the economy for so many years. There's no excuse why they should be put on the back burner.
Are you afraid when one of your residents goes into hospital?
I am terrified when they go into hospital. And I've even experienced from my local GP, if they can stay here, they stay here with the family's permission rather than go into hospital.
And you get nursing care here as much as you can?
We get nursing care here as much as we can.